I suppose one could say those goals before and half time were the killer blows.
Yeah, I think the goal before half time, the Aidan O'Shea goal, was the killer. You know, we came right back into it, 7.6, and you know, a point at half time, I think Rory would have been happy enough. But the goal just before half time was a real killer blow.
And yeah, I suppose the teams were Donegal were comfortable, one would say, going in at half time. Hopefully, at the stage, a point down. But when the goal came, it left an uphill struggle. But listening to some of the competitors there today in the interviews, they were still happy going into the dressing room that they could pull back the 4 points deficit.
Yeah, I think so. There was no, I mean, at that stage, a point would have, you know, I was just saying it in the commentary, a point would have been a decent, you know, going on half time. And you know, but at last, that was a real killer blow. And you know, and we kind of sensed that Neil McGee had picked up an injury also, and that was going to be, you know, he didn't last long in the second half. And you know, you could see, especially then when the second goal went in early in the second half from Lee Keegan, you could see a lot of heads dropping after that, you know.
Yeah, and it always changes the structure of the game when a team gets into a lead, and particularly a reasonably strong lead, in that they can do things that they wouldn't normally do, and they can sit back as well and allow the other team to come at them.
They can indeed, exactly, and it changes the whole game. And you know, in a tight game like that there yesterday, where you know it was very difficult to get scores, and we were depending totally, basically, on Michael Murphy for our scores. It was very difficult to get scores, and you know, Mayo, that 2 or 3 point advantage was always going to be crucial. And I thought when we took it back to 1, I was just looking at the clock, it was 35 minutes gone, and I was just saying, you know, Rory would be quite happy to go in half time and get a good third quarter and, you know, maybe finish the game out strong. But it wasn't to be. The goal was a real, you know, goals won matches, and definitely Aidan O'Shea's goal was a crucial goal yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Now, Donegal got off to a great start, but missed chances again. You know, there was at least 3, 4, 5 points went a begging.
Yeah, scores were hard. Yeah, definitely scores were hard to come by. And it didn't happen. Like, a lot of, you know, Colin McFadden and Paddy McBrady, Owen McNeil has all contributed last day against Galway. And we needed those players getting scores on the board again yesterday. And that didn't happen. And as I said, we depended a lot on Michael Murphy to get those scores. And listen, you have to hand it to Mayo. Mayo are a good side, and they defended very, very well. They kept Barry Moran back, basically, very, very deep. And it was very difficult for us to get high ball into Michael Murphy. And, you know, they knew that Michael Murphy would be a real handful in there. And, you know, Jerry Cafferty was picking him up, but Barry Moran was right in there also. So it was very difficult. And we stopped trying to go for the long ball then. And, you know, that threat was gone right away. But, no, you have to hand it to Mayo. Mayo, a good side. Aidan O'Shea's battle with Neil McGee was awesome in that first half. It was a really high-intensity battle. Two big, strong lads and two very good footballers. And, you know, Neil McGee had the edge at that stage. And, you know, the goal before halftime. But, as I said, you could see that Neil McGee definitely had picked up an injury halfway through that first half.
Midfield was vital. It always is. And one would have to say Mayo came out on top.
Today, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, any of the team that dominate that middle third sector will go on to win matches, well, more often than not. And, you know, yesterday, Parsons in the middle of the park, and you had Jamie O'Shea, you had Barry Moran coming in there for periods, and also Aidan O'Shea coming out. So they were very, very strong in that sector, and, you know, they won that middle third yesterday, and, yeah, they went on to win the match.
People talk about Donegal's hard way through to that stage of the competition, and then they also mention about the tough 4 or 5 years that they've had. Could you see that yesterday in their play compared to Mayo's?
It's very, very difficult. I mean, when things don't, I mean, the goals definitely turn the match, and all of a sudden when you're 5, 6, 7 points down, you know, the teams look heavy-legged, and you start looking for excuses, you know. And you know, Donegal, we had a very difficult route, there's no doubt about that, coming out of Ulster in 4 very, very hard matches. And you know, we had Galway last week, and we put Galway away in the last 20 minutes last week. But yeah, an awful lot of football, and you know, a lot of those players I mean, there's a lot of miles on the clock, they've been there a long, long time, and you know, playing for the last 5 years at a really high level, to be quite honest. And you know, it's very difficult to keep going back to the well. And you know, a lot of these players, you know, are in their 30s now, early 30s, and you know, they owe Donegal football a lot, and they've been absolutely immense over the last 5 years.
You know, it was a solid group that have been there for that the last 5 years or so. Would you suggest that this might be the end of that group as a group?
It's difficult to, you know, it's difficult to tell. A lot of players will, I mean, it'll be up to the players. A lot of them will make up their own mind over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, and the aftermath of a defeat like that there, it's not the right time to be making any decisions. And hopefully a lot of them will stay on. And you know, we have to introduce a number of new lads now, especially a lot of the younger lads, to get into that system and you know, to see what it's all about. At a high, high level. I mean, Donegal are still up there in the top 5-6 teams in the country. We've got to stay there. An awful lot of hard work has gone in, and it has to continue. And you know, there are a lot of good footballers around Donegal, but you know, they have to get into that senior setup there now. And you know, along with those senior players that are there, some players will probably step away. I mean, as I say, they've contributed handsomely to Donegal's success over the last 5-10 years. You know,
well, they've put us such a long road that from, you know, the first meeting in the Rosapenna Hotel, where Donegal were what, 19th ranked, 19th in Ireland at that time, and as you say, they're in the top six, and indeed one would say the top four, and indeed you could maybe argue top two for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, they have, there's no doubt. Like, just roll back 12 months ago, we were getting ready for a semi-final with Dublin and went on to an All-Ireland final against Kerry, and a match we went into as favourites that day. And you know, again, we lost out gnarly on that occasion. And you know, we lost, I think Rory Kavanagh was the one guy retired after that. And you know, I probably expect maybe one or two maybe to step away, but you know, it's important to build on that momentum. But you know, and it's down to a lot of hard work, and we've got to continue to work hard, as I say, at underage level right through now the ranks, to keep Donegal at that top table, because all of a sudden there's a huge gap developing between that top six, seven teams to the rest of the country, to be quite honest.
And, you know, you, among others, contributed greatly to the underage football in the last number of years. Would you say that the structure is in Donegal, and would you say that the actual players are in Donegal as well that can come through?
Well, listen, the structures, I mean, we'll always, we can always improve on the structures, to be quite honest. And, you know, you're never happy with where we're at. But, yeah, we have made strides. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, there's plenty of room for improvement. And, you know, hopefully we'll continue to work towards that. Yeah, the players in Donegal, probably no more than most counties, there's always a good crop of players coming through each year, you know. And there's a lot of work, good work being done now at under 14s, 15 development squads, and then right under 16, 17, and going up to minors in 21. So that has to continue. And we know we need to see a lot of, to me, I would love to see an awful lot of the players now that are retiring out of football over the last couple of years come back in, because we don't have enough of that. In Tyrone, a lot of the lads that have played, the likes of the Brian McWiggins and Ryan McMenamin and Peter Canavan, all those guys are back in helping out at underage and taking those lads through. So I think we need that in Donegal too, to get a lot of those players that have stepped away, that have played at a high level and that knows what it's about, coming at on the 15, under 16 level. And you know, I think that's vitally important to Donegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not easy for people maybe that newly married and so on, and having contributed as much as they have for so long. So I suppose it's hard to get them in just immediately after retiring.
Yeah, it probably is, but you know, in a couple of years' time, I think we do need, and I think we will. A lot of these players have plenty to contribute to Donegal football. You know, once you retire from inter-county football, you know, sometimes you think that's the end of it, but you know, it can be the start of another, you know, coming through. And I mean, I think it's, you get an awful lot of satisfaction out of it to see a lot of these lads coming through. And you know, I think we do need those type of people back involved, and hopefully in the next number of years we will get those players coming and looking after underage teams.
Yeah, that'll be important. Tell me, how good are Mayo, and can they put it up to Dublin?
Yeah, I think they can. I think Mayo are very, very strong. I think they're a very good side. A lot of very good players, and you know, a lot of those players are at a very, very good age now. And you know, I think in Lee Keegan, they're probably one of the best players in the championship to date. Aidan O'Shea has been outstanding. The Dublin full back line will be tested. There's no doubt about that there. Like, and Killian O'Connor and Aidan O'Shea, I mean, that's a formidable duo up front. And also, Mayo have that ball winning ability in the middle, in that middle third, when you've likes Tom Parsons, Shamie O'Shea, and Barry Moore coming in there. So I think definitely it's going to be a real cracker of a match, and I would not be surprised if Mayo turn them over.
I'm sure there are 31 counties in Ireland hoping that will be the case.
Well, listen, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Dublin have been good for Gaelic football also, but no one would deprive or would begrudge Mayo winning an All-Ireland title. They still have a long road to go, and it's going to be a tough to win it. But, you know, I think they're playing really well at the minute. I think they have every chance. I think, you know, right round the team now, they're, you know, their defensive system seems to be more structured this year. And, you know, the two lads that have come in, Noel Connelly and Pat Holmes, have done a really good job. And just building on the good work that James Horne done over the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay, let's go to our neighbours, Tyrone. Okay, they were beaten on the 17th of May by Donegal, but they're still in the All-Ireland series into the semi-final. What did you make of their match against Monaghan yesterday?
Yeah, I suppose, listen, you look at it and you look at it from back to May when we played Tyrone and Ballybuffet. Seems a long time ago now. And, you know, if one team is suited to the back door, definitely Tyrone. And to get out and get knocked out probably in the preliminary stage, Tyrone had a chance to regroup. They got a couple of matches early on that they could build their confidence, and all of a sudden they look a really, really serious side now. And, you know, the two lads up front, McCurry and Conor McAlisky, I think the open spaces of Crow Park, they're thriving on that open space at the minute, and they look very, very dangerous. And probably in Sean Kavanagh, they have a real, real leader in the team. And, you know, a lot of stuff's built around Sean Kavanagh, and they're progressing. And again, you know, Eamon Fitzmaurice would have been in Crow Park yesterday, and he knows that they'll have to produce a big, big performance to beat Tyrone in that semi-final.
Yeah, I suppose one would have to say Tyrone have the ability to win. Mickey Hart's been there, he's won three All-Irelands, and he has a great ability to build teams from, well, you know, scratch, one would say.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you have to hand it to Mickey Hart, and he's been there, he's done that, and, you know, he's had a difficult year, a difficult couple of years, but he's still there, and, you know, he's a brand new probably crop of players there now, bar maybe the McMahons and Sean Kavanagh, you know, Petey Hart. A lot of the new lads coming in, playing extremely well. I'm very impressed yesterday with Ronan McNamee at full-back, got forward also to score a very, very good point. Ronan McNabb at right half, playing extremely well. Petey Hart, I mean, has been, again, been as consistent as ever, really, really good player. And, you know, people are talking this morning about Tyrone being cynical and Tyrone being that. I mean, Tyrone, this business match is all about winning. You won your championship match and you won it whatever way you can, basically. And that's it. Tyrone done their homework on Monaghan. They studied Monaghan. And Tyrone, I think Mickey Hart won that battle on the sideline with Malachy O'Rourke yesterday. And to me, Tyrone were a better side yesterday. And they're hitting form at the right time.
It's going to be a good clash against Kerry. Kerry were very impressive against Kildare, although one would have to say Kildare didn't put up any fight at all. But they were clinical, the Kerry men.
Absolutely, they were absolutely clinical against Kildare, and I mean Kildare just totally folded. I mean, seven goals in a championship quarter final, I mean, it's basically unheard of. And I'll guarantee you one thing, they'll not be scoring seven goals against Tyrone next time out. I think it'll be another really, really good match. You know, Kerry will go on as favourites, there's no doubt about that there. But Tyrone, down through the years under Mickey Hart, very good record against Kerry, and they'll have no fear going into that match, and that's one that'll be well worth watching.
Many complain about Tyrone's inability to score goals, but okay, they don't seem like scoring goals, but they don't have to when they keep winning.
They don't, exactly, yeah. I mean, again, I think, and the two lads inside, you know, are I mean, I think 11 or 12 points between the two lads yesterday. But they're also getting scores from Petey Hart scoring. As I said, McNabb got forward yesterday to score. Joe McMahon, before his injury, got forward to score. The full-back got forward to score. And Matty Donnelly normally goes forward and gets a couple of scores from playing every game. So they're getting scores from all over the field. Okay, they're not getting their goal chances, but, you know, they're getting scores on the board and they're winning matches. And that builds confidence within a group of players. And, you know, as I say, Mickey Hart's going to go into this game with a lot of confidence.
So it's going to be two great All-Ireland semi-finals. Just bring you back again to the thought, you know, Donegal, you mentioned a number of times there, hard games starting out on the 17th of May. You know, to win that one and with their hearts set on winning an Ulster title, they had to be nearly at a peak condition. It's very difficult for a county to be peak all during the summer and try and compete then with the big boys at the end of the August, September.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I mean, it's probably an unfair system, but that's the system that we've been dealing with over the last period of time, and I can't see that changing in the near future, to be quite honest. And you know, you look back to the 17th, and possibly from a Donegal point of view now, you could say maybe we'd have been better off getting beat that day. But when you're playing a local derby and your home patch in McCool Park, you want to win those matches. And you know, if the same thing happens next year, you can take it that both teams will want to go out and win it. But it's a difficult road. Like we had Tyrone, and I mean, we played well against Armagh. I think maybe too much was read into Donegal's performance against Armagh. Armagh weren't good, and that a lot of, you know, the media pundits were tipping Donegal to win on All-Ireland. That, I mean, this was a serious, serious team and playing extremely well. And we did play extremely well on that day, there's no doubt about it. And then we had Derry in the semi-final, we had Monaghan. So those are really four real difficult matches in Ulster. And you have to prepare for every one of those as if it's a championship final, because if you don't, you're out of it. And, you know, to lose that match then against Monaghan, it was always going to be very, very difficult for Donegal to get back into it. And, you know, it was similar to 2 years ago when we got, you know, we got a real drubbing 2 years ago in 2013 against Mayo after losing an Ulster final to Monaghan that same year also. So it's very, very difficult to come back, especially after losing an Ulster final.
With tactics being so important and Donegal showing their hand so often, you really have to reinvent yourself for each game, and that's very difficult, and especially when they're only a turnover 6 days.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. I mean, 6 days turn, and I mean, players picking up knocks, and some players not training, and I mean, the likes of Carl Lacey, I think, trained very little, like Michael Murphy, and I mean, Eamon McGee picked up that ankle injury last week, and then you had Neil McGee going out yesterday. A lot of those players, niggly injuries, very difficult, and you're basically just going from week to week trying to get these players recovered from injuries. Very little you can do on the training ground. You're just trying to keep these players fresh. And Donegal were working basically off a small pool of players, and you know, the strength and depth doesn't seem to be there. And you know, yesterday I think we only used again 18 players. So I mean, the likes of Liam McLoone was just back for the last 3 to 4 weeks, and they were trying to get him up to match pace. And Anthony Thompson had been away in London most of the year, and he's just back now in the last week or two. So yeah, again, it was difficult for those guys. But you know, every game you go out, then I mean, yeah, you have to try and change it slightly, but it's very, very difficult. I mean, the big question yesterday was whether Michael Murphy would stay inside or whether Michael Murphy would go out around the middle. I mean, Michael Murphy was used to brilliant effect over the last couple of years, because we needed him out around the middle to be competitive in that middle third, and we also needed him inside at times. And but he stood inside yesterday for long periods of time, and we got no ball into him, so basically he was out of the game for long, long periods.
Yeah, that's one of the problems. But they've served us well, the Donegal Gaelic footballers. I suppose we'll have to wish them the best of luck, whatever they do. And they've given us 5 great years.
Oh, absolutely, man. And, you know, Rory's come in, and it's not been an easy job. And Rory has come in, and it's probably going to be, you know, we're going to have them introduce now a number of new players coming into it. And I think it's important now that, you know, whatever players decide to go or stay, it's important that the whole county stays behind these people. And you know, they've worked extremely hard, players and management alike, and it's important that, again, that we build and we look forward to 2016. And you know, let's hope some more success for Donegal down the line.
Hopefully it's right. Declan, thanks for joining us this afternoon.